Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past three episodes, we've talked about tenant screening, eviction protection, and rent default insurance and property inspections. Today, we're diving into natural disaster and climate risk, an important consideration for real estate investors. Natural disaster and climate risk are important considerations for real estate investors because they can affect property damage exposure, insurance costs, financing, and long-term operations. Natural disasters, floods, wildfires, hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, and severe weather, can cause catastrophic property damage, displacement of tenants, loss of rental income, and in extreme cases, total property loss. Ignoring these risks can lead to unexpected losses, higher insurance costs, or weaker investment economics. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how to assess major natural disaster risks, evaluate insurance availability and cost, and implement strategies to mitigate these risks. Why natural disaster and climate risk matter? Natural disaster and climate risk matter for several reasons. First, property damage and loss. Natural disasters can cause significant property damage or total loss. Floods can cause structural damage and mold. Wildfires can completely destroy properties. Hurricanes can cause wind damage and storm surge flooding. Earthquakes can cause structural damage and building collapse. Second, insurance availability and cost. Properties in high-risk areas may face higher insurance premiums, higher deductibles, limited insurance availability, or requirements for separate policies for certain perils. In some extreme cases, properties that become difficult or expensive to insure may affect financing, ownership, or sale. Third, financing and lender requirements. Mortgage lenders commonly require property insurance that meets their loan requirements. Federal law generally requires flood insurance for buildings in a special flood hazard area when the loan is made, increased, extended, or renewed by a federally regulated or insured lender, subject to applicable NFIP rules. Natural disaster exposure can affect insurance requirements, underwriting, debt service assumptions, and overall financeability, depending on the lender and property. Fourth, tenant demand and property values. Natural disaster exposure may affect tenant preferences, occupancy, and rental demand in some markets, particularly after major events. Natural disaster exposure, insurance costs, and changing risk perceptions can affect property values and marketability, although the impact varies by market. Assessing flood risk. Flooding is one of the most common and costly natural disasters affecting real estate. FEMA produces flood insurance rate maps that designate flood zones based on flood risk. Key flood zones include Zone A and AE, special flood hazard areas associated with the 1% annual chance of flooding, also called the 100-year floodplain. Zone 5 and VE, coastal high hazard areas subject to the 1% annual chance flood with additional wave hazards. Zone X, shaded, areas generally associated with the 0.2% annual chance flood or certain other moderate flood hazards. Zone X, unshaded, minimal flood risk areas. You can view FEMA flood maps at FEMA's Flood Map Service Center online. The 100-year floodplain designation means a 1% annual chance of flooding. A property in the 100-year floodplain has approximately a 26% chance of flooding during a 30-year mortgage. Flood maps are regulatory tools based on available hydrologic, hydraulic, topographic, and other data. They may not capture every local drainage issue or future change in risk. Map age and underlying data vary by community, so investors should verify the effective map date and supplement it with local information where appropriate. Private risk models can provide additional perspective, but they should supplement, not replace, official flood maps, insurance quotes, local studies, and professional due diligence. Flood damage is typically not covered by standard property insurance policies. Flood insurance is available through the National Flood Insurance Program or private insurers. For many 1-4 family residential properties, NFIP building coverage can be available up to $250,000, with contents coverage subject to separate program limits. Coverage limits differ for other property types. The NFIP now uses risk rating 2.0, which incorporates more property-specific risk factors into pricing. Flood premiums vary significantly based on location, building characteristics, coverage, deductible, and insurer. Assessing wildfire risk. Wildfire risk is a growing concern in many western states and other areas with wildland-urban interface. Resources for assessing wildfire risk include Wildfire Risk to Communities at wildfirerisk.org, Cal Fire Fire Hazard Severity Zones in California, and First Street Foundation Fire Factor. Some wildfire-prone markets have experienced higher premiums, tighter underwriting, non-renewals, or reduced private insurer availability. In California, the FAIR plan provides basic property coverage for eligible properties that cannot obtain ordinary private market coverage. Additional coverage may be needed to fill gaps. Mitigation strategies include creating defensible space, using fire-resistant building materials, maintaining properties to reduce fuel sources, and installing fire suppression systems if appropriate. Mitigation may improve resilience and may affect eligibility or pricing in some insurance programs. Assessing hurricane risk. Hurricane risk affects coastal areas along the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico. Hurricanes create multiple hazards: high winds, storm surge flooding, heavy rainfall and inland flooding, and tornadoes. Resources include NOAA National Hurricane Center historical hurricane and tropical cyclone data, hurricane evacuation zones, wind speed maps, and storm surge maps. Hurricane insurance involves several considerations. Wind coverage is typically included in standard property insurance, but coastal properties may have separate wind/hail deductibles, often expressed as a percentage of the insured value. If a policy applies a 5% named storm deductible to a $300,000 applicable coverage amount, the deductible would be $15,000. Storm surge flooding requires separate flood insurance. State-created residual market insurers such as Citizens or TWIA provide coverage subject to their own eligibility rules, forms, limits, and pricing. Mitigation strategies include impact-resistant windows and doors, reinforced roofing, elevated structures in flood-prone areas, and backup power. Assessing earthquake risk. Earthquake hazard is especially significant in parts of the West Coast, Alaska, the Intermountain West, and Central U.S., although damaging earthquake risk exists across much of the country. Resources include the USGS Earthquake Hazards Program and state geological surveys. Earthquake damage is typically not covered by standard property insurance policies. Earthquake insurance is available through private insurers, or, in California, the California Earthquake Authority provides a significant share of residential earthquake coverage through participating insurers. Earthquake policies often have percentage deductibles that can be substantial. Deductible options vary by insurer and policy. Take-up rates for earthquake insurance are relatively low in some high-risk markets, and owners weigh premium, deductible, asset exposure, financing, and risk tolerance differently. Mitigation strategies include seismic retrofitting of older buildings, ensuring compliance with current seismic building codes, and securing water heaters and heavy objects. Other natural disaster risks. Wind damage from tornadoes is often covered by property policies, but exclusions, wind/hail deductibles, and coverage forms vary. Many property policies cover certain sudden and accidental winter weather losses, subject to exclusions and policy conditions. Earth movement, including certain landslide or subsidence losses, is commonly excluded from standard property policies. How climate change may affect investment decisions. Climate change is affecting natural disaster risk in several ways. Sea level rise is increasing coastal flood risk. NOAA notes rising sea levels increase coastal vulnerability and storm surge impacts. Changing precipitation patterns may increase flood risk in some areas. Climate conditions, vegetation, drought, land management, and development patterns can all influence wildfire risk. In some regions, warming and drying conditions are contributing to greater wildfire hazard. Research indicates that warming is expected to increase average tropical cyclone intensity and rainfall rates, while changes in overall storm frequency remain more uncertain. Sea level rise also increases storm surge impacts. Climate change affects different hazards in different ways, and the strength of evidence varies by hazard and region. Catastrophe risk is one factor affecting insurance availability and pricing, alongside construction costs, reinsurance, claims experience, regulation, and other market conditions. Strategies to mitigate natural disaster risk. First, conduct thorough due diligence. Research natural disaster risks thoroughly before purchasing. Review flood maps, wildfire risk maps, hurricane evacuation zones, earthquake hazard maps, and other risk resources. Second, obtain adequate insurance coverage. Review coverage limits, deductibles, exclusions, endorsements, and relevant perils with a qualified insurance professional. Review whether your property policy includes appropriate loss of rental income or business income coverage for covered physical losses, and understand the time and dollar limits. Review ordinance or law coverage, which may help address certain increased rebuilding costs caused by current code requirements after a covered loss. Review replacement cost estimates and policy valuation provisions regularly, especially in markets where construction costs have changed significantly. Maintain liquidity appropriate to wind, hail, hurricane, flood, earthquake, or other applicable deductibles. Third, implement risk mitigation and property hardening appropriate to the risks. Elevation or floodproofing in flood-prone areas. Fire-resistant construction in wildfire-prone areas. Impact-resistant windows in hurricane-prone areas, and seismic retrofitting in earthquake-prone areas. Fourth, diversify your portfolio across different geographic areas to reduce concentration of natural disaster risk. Fifth, use conservative underwriting. Account for higher insurance costs, higher deductibles, potential for loss of rental income, and potential for property value changes. Sixth, evaluate whether the risk fits your investment criteria. In some cases, an investor may decide that available insurance, required mitigation, expected cash flow, or disaster exposure does not fit their risk tolerance. Your action plan. This week, do three things. First, assess the natural disaster risks for your current properties. Review flood maps, wildfire risk maps, hurricane evacuation zones, earthquake hazard maps, and other relevant risk resources. Second, review your insurance coverage with a qualified insurance professional. Verify that you have appropriate coverage for flood, earthquake, loss of rental income, ordinance or law, and other relevant perils. Third, evaluate whether any properties require risk mitigation measures and develop a plan and budget for necessary mitigation. Final thoughts. Natural disaster and climate risk are important considerations for real estate investors because they can affect property damage exposure, insurance costs, financing, and long-term operations. Understanding natural disaster and climate risk is essential for making informed investment decisions and protecting your portfolio. Assess flood risk using FEMA flood maps and other resources. Obtain flood insurance through the NFIP or private insurers. Assess wildfire risk using available resources and implement mitigation measures such as defensible space and fire-resistant construction. Assess hurricane risk and understand wind coverage, flood coverage, and named storm deductibles. Assess earthquake risk and understand that earthquake insurance typically has substantial percentage deductibles. Climate change is affecting natural disaster risk through changing flood risk, wildfire risk, hurricane risk, and weather patterns. Strategies to mitigate natural disaster risk include thorough due diligence, adequate insurance coverage, including loss of rental income, and ordinance or law coverage, risk mitigation and property hardening, geographic diversification, conservative underwriting, and evaluating whether the risk fits your investment criteria. This podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be considered financial, legal, tax, or investment advice. Natural disaster and climate risk assessment should be based on current data, professional evaluation, and individual circumstances. Investors should consult with insurance professionals, risk management experts, and other qualified professionals before making investment decisions in areas with natural disaster exposure. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up this risk series with cybersecurity and fraud protection for real estate investors. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.